Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. And today is the memorial of Saint Scholastica, Virgin, February 10th, 2023. And so today is her feast, the feast for Saint Scholastica. Our Father who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Amen. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with His divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation, the true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road. That is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived.
Waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your sacrifice or offering you wished not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, behold, I come. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will. Oh my God, is my delight. and your law is within my heart. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will. I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know. Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
Our daily readings, February 10th, 2023. The Memorial of Saint Scholastica Virgin. Reading 1. Now the serpent was the most cunning of all the animals that the Lord God had made. The serpent asked the woman, "Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden?" The woman answered the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, 'You shall not eat of it, or even lest you die.'" But the serpent said to the woman, "You certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like gods, who know what is good and what is evil." The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. And she gave some to her husband, who was with her, and he ate it. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they realized that they were naked. So they sewed fig leaves together and made loincloths for themselves. When they heard the sound of the Lord God moving about in the garden at the breezy time of the day, the man and his wife hid themselves from the Lord God among the trees of the garden. The word of the Lord. Be to God. The Responsorial Psalm. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. Blessed is he whose fault is taken away, whose sin is covered. Blessed the man to whom the Lord imputes not guilt, in whose spirit there is no guile. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. Then I acknowledged my sin to you. My guilt I covered not. I said, "I confess my fault to the Lord." And you took away the guilt of my sin. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. For this shall every faithful man pray to you in times of stress. Though deep waters overflow, they shall not reach him. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. You are my shelter. My distress, you will preserve me. With glad cries of freedom, you will ring me around. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven.
Became flesh and dwelt among us. To those who accepted him, he gave power to become children of God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Gospel according to Saint Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus left the district of Tyre and went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee, into the district of the Decapolis. And people brought to him a deaf man who had a speech impediment and begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him off by himself away from the crowd. He put his finger into the man's ears and spitting touched his tongue. Then he looked up to heaven and groaned and said to him, Epha, 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 which is, be opened. And immediately the man's ears were opened, his speech impediment was removed, and he spoke plainly. He ordered them not to tell anyone, but the more he ordered them not to, the more they proclaimed it. They were exceedingly astonished, and they said, he has done all things well. He makes the deaf hear and the mute speak. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Saint Scholastica, born in 480 of wealthy parents. Scholastica and Benedict were brought up together until he left central Italy for Rome to continue his studies. The scripture teaches that if you train a child in the way of righteousness, they would never depart from it. Today, this is challenged like never before. In America today, about 1 in 10 Americans are classified statistically as fallen away Catholics. Something seems to have gone wrong. The past few decades, parents are not as a whole handing on the faith to their children. Twins often share the same interests and ideas with an equal intensity. Therefore, it is no surprise that Scholastica and her twin brother, Benedict, established religious communities within a few miles from each other. The attack on the family has had a profound impact on faith. When mom and dad are living the faith together as a family bond, the children hold fast to the faith more than 90% of the time. When everything falls on mother because dad is out of the picture, children holding on to the faith drastically is reduced to between 10 to 30%. Our problem today does not seem to have been a problem for the parents of St. Scholastica and St. Benedict. They were wealthy nobles living in Italy, yet would be the parents of two recognized saints. St. Benedict was the twin brother of St. Scholastica. St. Scholastica was from a very young age strong in her Catholic faith. She wanted to live a life much like St. Agatha and Lucy. As she heard the heroic tales of their faith, 480 AD was a time most young girls, especially from wealthy homes, were literate, well-learned, and given in marriage. Couldn't own properties and even divorce. That was not St. Scholastica. St. Scholastica preferred to live within a community, which began at her father's house, where other pious women joined her in forming a religious community. They desired to live a Catholic spirituality that would bring them closer to Jesus. Living in a hermitage, St. Scholastica dedicated her whole life for God. What a great testimony this is. To the parents of St. Scholastica and St. Benedict, it is reported that St. Scholastica's religious group would stay with her father until he died. He is a blessed man. Later, St. Scholastica would move near Monte Cassino, establishing the first known Benedictine convent. Being the twin sister of her brother, St. Benedict, that would be true as both were very close. Another great example coming from the parents. Today, it would be easy to keep up with family, even when separated by thousands of miles. Cell phones, internet, planes, automobiles, makes opportunity much easier to keep up with family, friends, and associates. In 48 AD, that was not available. Every year, St. Scholastica would meet with her brother, St. Benedict, to pray together, discuss things religious, and catch up with their plans. One such day after supper, they continued talking about their prayer when St. Benedict felt it was time to go back to his abbey according to his rule. This particular time, St. Scholastica requested that her brother spend the night with her. He was still wanting to head for the abbey when St. Scholastica simply closed her hands in prayer, when all of a sudden an abrupt storm came, causing flood and heavy rain. The wind, the wild storm's abruptness caused St. Benedict to look at his sister, asking, "What have you done?" Smiling, St. Scholastica responded, "I asked you and you would not listen. So I asked the Lord Jesus, and he did listen. So don't go off, if you can. Leave me and return to your monastery." Ain't that awesome? With the continued downpour, Saint Benedict was unable to leave. Thus, they continued to spend the night discussing the faith. 3 days later, from his cell, Saint Benedict saw his sister's soul leaving earth and ascending to heaven in the form of a shining white dove. Saint Scholastica lived such a holy life. Her body was brought to the abbey, where her body was placed in Saint Benedict's tomb that had been prepared for him. As parents, what a great blessing. What a great thing it is when our children accept the truths of the Catholic faith and live it. St. Scholastica would be honored by St. Pope Gregory the Great, who writes of her in his writing, Dialogues of Gregory the Great. Hebrews chapter 12:1 tells us that we are surrounded by the host of heaven, cloud of witnesses marked with the sign of faith before us. Saint Scholastica and her brother Saint Benedict both enjoys for all eternity heaven, where they pray for us. Saint Scholastica is the patronage of schools, tests, books, reading, convulsive children, nuns, and invoked against storms and rain. Her feast day is February 10. And Lord Jesus, thank you for these great, the great witness of our, of your saints, who give us the greatest examples, who lead us to you, who show the way to you through our Holy Catholic Church, who, which you established, Lord, for this very purpose. Help our families, Lord. Help our families grow closer to you. Help our parents be as the parents of Saint Scholastica and Saint Benedict. Help us in our journey to become saints. That's our goal here. That is the highest goal here, to reach. You know, the, you know, we love sports, and the Super Bowl is coming up this Sunday. And, you know, I love the Super Bowl. The Kansas City Chiefs are taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. But, and I know you're not interested in the Lord as far as that, but you're interested in, the, in those who play and all those who love the game. You're interested in the salvation of all. And what we enjoy, we want to bring you into our very selves. So what we want to do in your name and in your glory. So if we honor great athletes, well, we want to honor the saints who are the great examples, such as Saint Scholastica. And Lord, help us through the power of your Holy Spirit. And I love, blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. So thank you for the sacrament of confession, the mercy seat. The mercy seat. We should all run to the mercy seat, because it's there that they receive a judgment of mercy. The mercy seat.
Place I could go.
This has been Deeper Truth. Blessed are those whose sins are forgiven. And so go to confession. Go to confession. Go to the mercy seat. And Jesus will honor when you stand before him to face his justice. When you stand before him to face his justice, he will honor the mercy he bestows on you in the confessional. Ask him to go run to him, to go to confession. And Our Lady of Fatima asked us to pray. Oh my Jesus, forgive us our sins. Save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those who are in most need of thy mercy. And that should be our daily cry. That should be our daily cry. And when we go to the confessional and we receive absolution, we can trust in his mercy given, the judgment he offers that is given. No matter what you've done, no matter what sins you've got in your past. And remember this, when Satan wants to throw your past at you, well, when he does that, when you feel the power of that, just remember that you can remind him of his future. Oh, yes. And so we are free. Jesus gives the sacrament of the confession, the confessional, for redemption, but to set the captives free. So we don't have to hold ourselves in bondage. Yeah, sometimes it's harder for us to forgive ourselves for things of our past. That's something that we must understand. It's what Jesus does and what he offers. So that when you go to communion with a clean spirit, with a clean soul, and receive him, body, blood, soul, divinity, in the Eucharist. And one of the things, from coming from a military environment and now into a parish, that what a wonderful thing it is to see all the families that I see with all the young children. And it gives me an opportunity to pray for their innocence, to pray for them, for their protection, that kind of thing. And how wonderful it is, and how our Lord smiles. It enriches his heart. He died on the cross for love of us. And when he sees us worshiping and following him, Our Lady and Our Lord and Saint Joseph, it brings a smile on our Lord. And that's what I want to do. I want to please our Lord in all that I do. So may my witness, may my conversation, even though sometimes it can be difficult, but may I maintain and keep control of myself to such a point that I hold my tongue and just administer that self-control that he gives me. And so help me to be more like him, to be more like Jesus in all things. So as I enjoy the Super Bowl and hope my Chiefs win, yes, and I will cheer them on, and I will be excited, but at the same time, I will praise the Lord first in all things. I love God above all. And so may we work together for the sake of the kingdom All right. So we will end as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So good day. And God's blessing shine upon you, no matter where you're at. I have people from Pakistan contacting me. I've got people from all over the Philippines contacting me. And I pray for them all. I pray for you all. And for protection, because there's some of these places in these lands. I love offering the scripture in these shows, because there's many from some of these lands. And this may be the one source that they can receive the scripture. And what a blessing it is to be able to do this. Thank you, Lord, for giving us the scripture that we can share them as the Catholic Church does every day as one voice throughout the world. We are one in you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And let us always give the Lord thanks, like the one who was healed of leprosy, who came back and gave him thanks. Well, may we be also thankful for the great gifts that he has given us. And thank you, Lord, for the message, the lives of the saints today, like Saint Scholastica, every day, that the church gives us as an example. So, everybody out there, may God's blessing be upon you, and pray for your families, and pray for America. When America is strong, the world is safer. Pray for America. Pray for our families. Pray for Pope Francis, for all the bishops and clergy. Pray for them. Make the Mass the center of your life. And pray the rosary. Pray the rosary. There's great blessing. And the promises. I will bring about the 15 promises again, because they are so good. God is so good. So, have a great day today. Good day.